Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for July 2023, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. Many of our lodges and chapters have now ceased labour, and the brethren and companions have gone to refreshment, as a result of which I'm sure many of you will either be planning a holiday or enjoying a break away from work during the next 2 months. Indeed, I'm slightly envious of those members who are enjoying cruising in the Mediterranean, caravanning in Devon, enjoying the sights and sounds of France, visiting Down Under, or just making the odd foray to Weston-super-Mare, Weymouth, and other local tourist spots. Whatever and wherever you choose to go, I wish you well and trust that you have a well-deserved rest. For isn't that the real purpose of a break from the normal routine of work? To rest and recuperate? I'm convinced that when we take time away from the stresses of work and daily life, it can improve our physical and mental health, motivation, relationships, performance, and perspective on life. In short, a holiday can help you feel refreshed and more prepared to handle whatever comes when you return. However, for a number of provincial officers, their work is never quite complete. Not that they ever complain, as they keep the wheels of the province gently turning, answering correspondence, preparing for future events, and responding to membership inquiries. Their work is often unmentioned, but it is never ever taken for granted, and for what they do, I am most grateful. Lodge secretaries and treasurers are also incredibly busy. Members would be amazed at what the lodge officers are required to do in order that the lodge remains on the right side of the Book of Constitutions and the requirements of Grand Lodge. The work undertaken by the lodge almoner never ceases, as he is the first point of contact when any member or widow suffers misfortune, and sadly issues arise even during the holiday season. I have a feeling you might like the charity steward to take a longer holiday, especially if he's been trying to persuade you to support the Wiltshire 2028 festival. A surefire way to divert his attention in a different direction is to sign up to a regular payment plan, either to E2028 or the Lodge Relief Chest. In September 2023, for the first time since before the Second World War, the quarterly communication meeting of Grand Lodge will be held outside of London. The venue could not be any better for Wiltshire Freemasons, as the chosen location is the International Convention Centre, Caerleon, near Newport. I am aware that a number of Wiltshire brethren have used the online facility to register their interest in securing what I guarantee will be a hot ticket event on Wednesday the 13th of September. I am now able to advise that a dedicated online facility has been provided by Grand Lodge, and I urge anyone who wishes to attend, even if you've already registered your interest, to book your place and pay for the dinner using the website link. I have asked the Assistant Provincial Secretary, John Dean, to send details and the QR code to the brethren who have previously registered an interest in attending. Finally, a huge thank you to the Master, Wardens and Brethren of Sarum Lodge for inviting the provincial team to conduct the initiation of 2 new members of the lodge. The whole day was quite amazing, and I meant it when I said, "Let's do it again sometime." And from the Deputy Provincial Grand Master, as Chairman of the Wiltshire 2028 Festival, I am delighted to thank those lodges that have already made a significant contribution to their financial goal. Funds continue to flow into our Provincial Wiltshire 2028 Festival Relief Chest, number E2028, and that money is growing at an astonishing rate of 6% per annum. I'm sure you will agree this is a great incentive for your lodge to release the money to E2028 as soon as possible. My friend Alan Coleman tells me that he and Richard Legg, both members of the Royal Sussex Lodge of Emulation, are gearing up for the first of 4, maybe 5, cycle rides in support of the Wiltshire 2028 Festival. Their plan is to visit every Masonic meeting venue in the province. The first cycle ride will be on Sunday the 3rd of September 2023, starting at 9 a.m. from the Planks in Swindon, and will include visits to Highworth, Carn and Marlborough. Well-placed sources suggest that the members meeting at the locations will be providing refreshments to riders and supporters. If you want to join Alan and Richard for any of the rides, there's an online application form using a link, and remember, it's all for a good cause. If you can't make the rides, don't worry, as you can donate or sponsor Alan and Richard online by clicking on another website link. So give the bike a service, pump up the tyres, don the lycra, don't forget your helmet, and join Alan and Richard for the ride of a lifetime. The second week of July is when the Master of Lodge of Concord, Mike Boddy, will be taking part in the fan dance race on the 8th of July. Mike will be in the Brecon Beacons as a competitor in a 24-kilometer race carrying 35 pounds of kit whilst trying to complete it in SAS SBS selection time. I'm sure we all wish Mike the very best of luck. Mike is doing this to raise funds for the Wiltshire 2028 Festival and the Masonic Charitable Foundation. If you want to support Mike, why not sponsor him by clicking on the appropriate link and donate? The Wiltshire 2028 Festival has clearly captured the attention of many members of the province, so much so that the provincial Grand Master has commented on the number of brethren wearing a jewel. It really is a nice jewel, and if you're unaware of the qualifying process for a festival jewel, your charity steward is the go-to person as the face of the Festival of the Lodge. A brother or companion qualifies for a festival jewel when they have given either £600 to the festival or signed up for a regular payment plan that will reach £600 by December 2028, or a combination of the two. Jewels are available from the Provincial Communication Officer, and you can place an order by email to pcowiltshire@gmail.com. Please pay £10 per jewel by bank transfer to the details on the website. Whence come you? What inducement have you to leave the East and go to the West is a question to which most Freemasons will know the answer. But when the question concerns the United Grand Lodge of England, it surely takes on another dimension. For the first time in over 80 years, the quarterly communication of Grand Lodge is moving out of London, the East, and moving to Newport, the West. And while I'm sure none of the provinces along and at the end of the M4 would have offered any inducement, it is interesting to note the words of the Pro Grand Master delivering his address at the June quarterly communication meeting when he said, "Brethren, you will know that the September quarterly communication will be held in Monmouthshire, away from London, exactly 100 years since this first happened when the communication in September 1923 was held in Liverpool. The rulers and Grand Lodge really do believe in seeing if we can get things to work that are a little different to the established norms, building on an excellent base, with small incremental steps. I very much hope it'll be a success, but as the Grand Master himself said, we will not know unless we try. I'm sure you'll all agree with the sentiment expressed by His Royal Highness the Duke of Kent." You will already have received an email if you have previously registered your interest in attending the quarterly communication meeting of Grand Lodge. However, we've been advised that extra availability has been secured, and we anticipate Wiltshire brethren wishing to attend the meeting will be accommodated. The second part of the process is to register not just an interest, but a commitment to attend, and this must be done through the UGLE designated partner. For this reason, it is important that attendees know what is required beyond just attending, and the Provincial Grand Master wishes to make it clear that all attendees are expected to dine at the event. The cost of dining is £52.50. Therefore, before any names are put forward, the Provincial Grand Master wishes to be assured that every brother understands this condition. If you believe this condition alters your interest in attending, please advise the Assistant Secretary by email by return. One of the ways Comp David Clatworthy is helping individual chapters is by championing and promoting each of the 17 chapters in the province. The June spotlight was on Chapter Alas to Dereham, meeting at Freemasons Hall, Crane Street, Salisbury. To feature your chapter, please contact David by email, racomswilts@outlook.com. As part of his role as the Royal Arch Communications Officer, David is producing some excellent images promoting the Royal Arch, with the image shown on the website demonstrating graphically the journey of the Freemason from initiation to exaltation. Christmas is coming, and this year it really will be a very special family event, with a festive Christmas carol service in the beautiful surroundings of the Marlborough College Chapel. Mince pies, mulled wine and a host of well-known carols. A perfect start to Christmas. Register online using the provided link. Thank you for listening.